Do you want to know what's really fun about being a woman?
This is starting to sound like a Shania Twain song.
Man, I feel like I'm in perimenopause. Ugh, the brain fog, the mood swings, the night sweats, the unpredictable cycles. Many women enter perimenopause and they don't even realize what's happening to their body, and it's directly impacting how they're making major life decisions.
You get divorce strategy on this podcast, but when it comes to strategy for what's happening inside your body, our friends at Natural Cycles are here to help. Their new app mode, NC Perimenopause, within the Natural Cycles app interprets those hormonal shifts with data and science.
So I'm currently using the app and the intel is fascinating. It doesn't just track symptoms. It helps me see patterns and it helps me connect the dots between my hormones, my symptoms, and my lifestyle. It even estimates what stage of perimenopause I'm in. I love that it helps me better understand what's going on with my body and why I have days where it's more difficult to make decisions than others. And that clarity really matters. You can even download a personalized report that you can bring to your doctor, which makes those appointments way more productive.
Natural Cycles is a female-founded digital health company that analyzes biomarker data to help users better understand their cycles. NC Perimenopause is for anyone experiencing or anyone who thinks they may be experiencing perimenopause, from the first hormone-related changes to your cycle or symptoms all the way until menopause, when your periods stop. Learn more and give it a shot right alongside Andrea.
Yes, let's do this thing together. You are not alone in your divorce or this transition. There are tools to help you make sense of what your body is doing. Visit naturalcycles.com and use code DIVORCE. Or tap the link in the show notes to learn more about how you can save on a subscription.
Well, I don't have a magic eight ball for you. What I do have is this newer tool that can help you decode what's happening in your body. And I'm going to tell you why that's important, because it can help you predict how difficult of a week ahead might be in store for you, both mentally and emotionally. This tool, it's actually designed for women, but guys, don't leave me just yet, because there's something that you need to hear in this episode as well, especially if you might start dating during your divorce process. Dun, dun, dun. It's all coming your way on today's episode of How Not to Suck at Divorce.
If you're going through a divorce or you're thinking about getting a divorce, then this is the podcast for you. We give you the unpopular opinions no one else is talking about that will save you thousands of dollars on your divorce. Hosted by Morgan Stogsdill, the head of family law at the largest family law firm in the country, and comedian Andrea Rappaport. We're going to hold your hand, we're going to help your heart, and you will avoid the biggest divorce mistakes. This is How Not to Suck at Divorce.
So, you know, I love having doctors on the show. We want licensed, credentialed people on the show. And the medical perspective is so often overlooked in a divorce process, and it really shouldn't be. So today we are chatting with Dr. Jessica Shepherd. She's an OBGYN, a wife, a mother, an on-air TV expert. You might have even seen her on Good Morning America, Today, and NBC News. Dr. Shepherd is on the advisory board and one of the chief medical officers of Natural Cycles, who I'm sure you've heard at their ads at the top of our episodes recently. And maybe you're wondering, why the hell are Morgan and Andrea talking continuously about perimenopause? Well, we're going to tell you why in this conversation and how it ties into your divorce case. And yes, men, we've got something for you as well. So hang in there. Dr. Shepherd, welcome to How Not to Suck at Divorce.
Thank you so much for having me. And that intro was great. And I can't wait to dive into how I'm going to be a part of this discussion, How Not to Suck in Divorce.
Get ready. We're about to throw you into the deep end. I want to start with women in perimenopause. Oh my God. I feel like my social media feeds are like full of perimenopause. Even my husband, because I'm remarried, will walk around the house saying, perimenopause, perimenopause. Are you in perimenopause? So everyone's talking about it. And I think it's still difficult for someone to understand whether this is happening to their bodies, whether it's not, why they even need to fucking know if it's happening to their bodies. But especially somebody who's going through a divorce, they could think that they're falling apart and everything feels wild inside of their bodies just because they're going through a divorce. So, Dr. Shepherd, Before we really get into the dark details of perimenopause, why would somebody even need to know whether or not they're out of control because of this, because of that, because of hormones, because their Amazon Prime package didn't come in on time, or if it's because of their divorce?
Well, you know, I think that you prefaced it so well, and I will say that there is a little bit of falling apart. But even in falling apart, which I'll get back to, does not mean that we have to absorb it, you know, fall into it, and there's ways that we can overcome falling apart. But perimenopause is probably the most chaotic period of a woman's midlife journey, because if you think of midlife, it really lasts through, I would say, the ages of 40 through 55. And then everyone has heard of menopause. But menopause is actually the most boring part of all of it in the sense of what it means. It really just means I haven't had a period for 12 months because my estrogen has completely declined and it's not giving me a cycle. So that's menopause. But what is perimenopause? Which, you're right, the social media algorithms can't stop talking about perimenopause. But that's the most chaotic part of it, which is, again, why it's so important to understand if you're falling apart, if you're perimenopausal, if you're going through this chaotic time frame, because it lasts for up to 11 to 12 years of your life. So who wouldn't want to know if they're going through perimenopause, which is where you have this shift in hormones, estrogen, progesterone, and testosterone, and everyone's journey in that chaotic kind of flux of hormones and decline is so different. It impacts our social, emotional, and physical changes. It's a whole body experience.
What a mess. And from the divorce lawyer's perspective, you're already going through the worst time in your life. Add this crazy hormonal shift for women, and the poor men that are like, what the hell just happened to me? And they're trying to figure out, is it my marriage or is it my hormones? I don't know. So we joked about a magic eight ball at the top of the show, but I'm thinking maybe I need a hormonal magic eight ball in my office for the women. And then I need something for the men to figure out, are you just living like this? Or is this truly a problem with your marriage? Because as a divorce lawyer, I see this, doctor, which is I see people coming in both sides. I see women being like, I'm unhappy all of a sudden. I just don't want to be in this marriage. And I'm thinking to myself, is it truly that? Or is it something else going on? And then there's men in my office that are saying, you know, 3 years ago, we had a great marriage. She was fun. She was funny. We had a great marriage. It's like I woke up and I'm not married to the same person. I'm wondering, as a lawyer, because most good divorce lawyers don't push divorce on people, I'm wondering, is something else going on?
There is a lot going on. And it's a little bit of all of it. I've never sat in an attorney's office with all the cases I'm sure you've seen. To say that there is not a hormonal shift that impacts most women in that time frame in their life, in how they're feeling emotionally, and how not only how they feel, but how they're responding to the external factors of decisions, their husband maybe being a douche at the time, you know, their kids running around if they have kids, and then career as well, or taking care of aging parents. So all of that together, in the midst of going through a chaotic time frame in your hormones, I mean, there has to be a part of that in all of it.
I'm going to break up this conversation in different sections, because I think that we've got like a few different conversations and a few different buckets of people going on. Let's talk about the couple who hasn't pulled the trigger on divorce yet. We're unhappy. We don't know why we're unhappy. And now that they're listening to this, they're like, maybe it's this. Let's pretend I'm a woman. Done. Let's pretend I'm in a shitty marriage. Oh, wait, I can easily go there. And let's say that motherfucker walks in the house one day and says to me, I think you need to get an app to track your cycle because there is something wrong with you. I would fucking throat punch him. How would somebody, like, I'm thinking about the poor guys who listen to this show, Morgan, like, what are we telling them to do? I don't think your size, I don't, natural.
And also, I'm going to take the opposite side. I'm going to take the poor men's side, right? The poor man, he rolls in after work or whatever, and he's got Lucifer in his house. And he's like, what the hell is going on here? So,
yeah. He's going to get punched.
That's right.
So Dr. Shepherd, let's talk about that angle. What does someone do?
I would say, in order to not have a fist fight and get his throat punched, is to still being like, you asshole, how dare you say that to me? But then walk away and being like, well, shit, what do I need to do to track my cycles, right? Because you always have to have a back plan. And that's where I would say natural cycles is like the immediate thing that someone could do without having to worry about you know, do I need to be on birth control? Do I need all these different lab results? And with natural cycles, that's the reason why I feel that the technology behind it allows all women to incorporate it into their daily life. And it's the N of one. I always say that with wearables and data, the N of one is actually very relevant because it's only your data and it's tracking your cycle. So the way that it does it is one, you have the app, but two, it asks you to track your actual symptoms. And everyone, like I said at the beginning, is going to have different signs and symptoms. And this is the way that you get that information through the app, which does it through temperature. And that's how you get very personalized data. And then you can read it and being like, well, I actually didn't know that my hormones were doing this.
So now you're talking our language, because divorce is all about data. Divorce is all about facts. It is not about your feelings, unfortunately. And that's something that people really get turned around on, right? Because you're feeling a lot in a divorce. The judge doesn't give a fuck about your feelings. We care about the facts. We're always teaching our listeners, you need to have a timeline. We have a whole product that we sell, Dr. Shepherd, that helps people organize everything that they need in the most effective way so that they are saving money in their divorce. So guys, I want you to think about this, because now we're going to kind of get into what natural cycles is so you can understand. This is a way of collecting data. These are facts. These are facts about what is going on with your body. That temperature that Dr. Shepherd just mentioned, that's a truth. That's not like, I think I'm feeling sad today. Oh, well, if you're feeling sad, then you better not go see your attorney. So let's talk a little bit more, like help us understand, what are these facts that this app is collecting?
Well, based on temperature, this really is a visual way to progress not only your symptoms, but what is going on behind the symptoms. And it's behind the scenes that you are able to put more defining data and words, if you want to put it that way, to, oh my gosh, looking at now a review of maybe a month of what I was going through or how I was feeling, here's the data based on what my hormonal kind of tracking looked like. And here's actually what in repair or remedy, just for the individual themselves, meaning the woman, can say, well, now that I know this and I have this information, I actually can do something about it. And that's for a later discussion on when someone wants to maybe look down the road of hormone therapy. But having that actual experience documented, where you're able to see it and visualize it, gives actually more freedom to both parties, I would say, in being like, well, here it is. And now we can either do something about it, or still, even with the data, being like, well, I still hate you.
I mean, I think that's interesting when it comes to making these big decisions in the divorce process. I mean, I know myself when I am off, let's just say at a certain time period, I know myself, I like to fight even more. And I like to make ridiculous fights because I kind of enjoy it. That's not the time that I'm looking for a client to make a big decision about the rest of their life when they're feeling a little uneasy or agitated, et cetera. So you're saying that this app would actually tell you, hey, this is the time period that you might want to make big decisions.
It decodes a lot of the shifts that we see in hormones and brings clarity to that. Because like you said, it has nothing to do with feelings. What did you say? The judge doesn't give a fuck.
Those were my words. Uh-huh.
Right. I was like, I'm going to use your words. And when you're having those symptoms, so it does require, I would say, it does require a truth telling of yourself to being like, I am feeling kind of shitty, or I feel angry today, or I feel sad. So one, it's being able to name the emotion. And then once you're able to name that, then you can correlate it with the stages that you're going through in the algorithm through daily insights, and then allows you to make better informed decisions because you have a record of your data.
I wonder, Andrea, if with this Natural Cycles app, we could actually save marriages. Hear me out for 1 second. We got Chad and Brenda. That's our resident divorce couple here. Chad and Brenda.
Familiar.
Uh-huh. Brenda is feeling way out of her like natural element. She gets natural cycles. She's like, oh yeah, this week, I am going to be a complete raging lunatic, and I know it. And all she has to do is wave it in front of Chad to alert him that this week he should stay scarce. I think we could save marriages.
You're reminding me of, I can't remember what culture it is. It might even be my people. I feel like the Jews way back in the day, we did this. Where like women, like when we were on our cycle, like we went and lived in another little hut or something.
I think, like, we need to bring that back.
Maybe. But like, make it a real nice she shed. Like, I'm not going in a hut. You're going to put me up at the Four Seasons? Fine. You banish me to a hut? You're going to have a bigger problem, Chad. When you are going through perimenopause and you're having bad hours in the day. I mean, right now, Morgan and I joke around because I've got this, like, I think it's part of my hormones, this new sensory issue where all sounds bother me. Morgan, don't make fun of me. I could see it in your eyes.
God.
I know. I've got these headphones that I put on and I look like Amelia Earhart flying an airplane into the Bermuda Triangle. And I can't take noise. I don't wear them in public. Well, I wore them in public once, but that's another story. But the noise in my house is driving me insane. So without getting too far off topic here, let me go back and just tell everybody, the way that you're tracking your temperature with this app, it's a little band that you wear at night when you sleep, or you can sync natural cycles to your Aura Ring if you're an Aura Ring wearer or your Apple Watch. But you're putting this thing on at night and it's gathering all of the information. And then in the morning, you're answering a few questions. And then this app is going to tell you, okay, well, then based on the science and the data you've given us, here's where you're at. Here's what to do. Here's what not to do. Maybe this is not the week to go and sign your parenting agreement paperwork because you might not be in the best place. With these crazy sounds that are driving us nuts and all of these swings and the facts that we want to go move into a she shed, Dr. She Shed Shepherd, what do we do with this knowledge? I mean, can we actually change what we're doing based on what we're learning?
You actually can. And this is why I'm glad that perimenopause is more in the algorithms. One, because it drives conversation and it really lets women sit and think about this entire time frame that women for so long were not talking about. So it's almost to the fact of, if you know more, you can do better. I always say everyone has choice. And with more information, I feel like you have more choice and you have more autonomy. But menopause in general really comes from declining hormone levels, estrogen being the most notable. But in that, if people knew that this hormone fluctuation and decline of estrogen actually has association with increased risk of mood disorders, has, you know, a lot of anxiety associated with it, would allow them to actually sit more in the safety of being like, it's not something that I'm putting on my own. It's something that actually biologically is happening. And now I have the wherewithal to, one, track it, and two, make choice to do something about it.
Part of the reason why your divorce is getting so expensive is because you're making mistakes. And that is exactly why Morgan and I took time to create the new and improved Divorce Crash Course. This is a private podcast and an online guidebook that holds your hand so you avoid the most expensive mistakes that people make in their divorce. It's $50, thanks to our friends at Our Family Wizard and SoberLink, and it is a game changer. Rec link in our show notes. Go get your hands on the new Divorce Crash Course.
So, I mean, we talk all the time on the show about knowledge being power, which is exactly why we invited you on today, because although it doesn't align exactly with divorce, I see it intersect with divorce. And if we can give somebody out there, just even one listener, a little bit more knowledge to give them the power to make the best decision timing-wise in their divorce as possible, or I'm a big proponent of saving happy marriages if you can save a marriage and it can be happy. So if that could happen, I'm a big proponent of that. But one of the things that makes our podcast different from others is that we make sure every episode is actionable. So with that, I want to ask you, Doctor, what are three things that somebody who is using this feature on the Natural Cycles app will gain by using it, and how does it actually help them?
It helps in a various amount of ways. I would say actually the first one that I want to mention is that in perimenopause, because this is a myth, is that you can't get pregnant, right? So there's that, but you can. The truth is you can. And so a lot of women actually in this time frame of like 45 through 55 think, well, you know, my cycle's not here all the time. There's no way I could get pregnant. This is a great way to actually track that without having to be on contraception. So it does kind of give you leverage to being like, And also in this instance, I do not want to get pregnant. This is a great way to track it. Outside of that, when we talked about symptoms, this is the perfect way to use data for your own life. And then you get to decide what you want to do with that data. And then the third thing that I would say is, as we start to talk more about perimenopause, is to highlight the feature of how it's a whole body experience. And what you're able to get from natural cycles is, yes, you're inputting symptoms. So the symptoms are not always alluded to irritability or mood, but also like changes in appetite, bleeding changes. So there's a lot of other data that goes into the actual app of natural cycles perimenopause that actually helps you in other ways as well. So it's not just about mood and should I or should I not, or should I punch someone today or not, or make a decision. It also has the other feature, which really allows women to see the full body experience of perimenopause.
There's so much to unpack with what you said. I want to start with the people who are still married, who are questioning, do I stay or do I go? I want you to think of natural cycles as another tool in your toolbox. It's going to help you make an educated decision. Look and see. Get curious about your body. One of the things that I think we are lacking in today's society is curiosity. We don't really want to look at what's going on. We just want like an answer. Well, we got to look at ourselves and say, okay, is there anything that has changed with me that could be contributing to this decline of happiness or connection in this relationship? I'm not saying you jump and get on HRT. Do that tomorrow. But like today, start the app. I'm going to tell you, you probably need it. But start with the app, get some clarity, gain some insight. And just like how divorce attorneys and judges go off of facts, you're going to help your doctor make a better informed decision about what to do with you if you bring them some kind of data. Yes, perimenopause is challenging because we all know it's a clinical diagnosis. You can't just run labs and say, green light, you're in it. But give the more data that you can have, the more you'll know.
I really love that you said that because it does require curiosity, being like, what am I contributing possibly to this narrative or toxic relationship or whatever it is, this tug of war? And also from women to understand that they're not damaged or weak. You know, hormonal control in its dysregulation in this time frame is biological. 100% of women are going to go through menopause. Now, we don't always know how they're going to, you know, go through that journey, but to know that you are going to go through it, to know that it has nothing to do with your willpower, that you willed it on yourself, gives you more of benefit of having knowledge. And I think that that allows you to see the connection between these changes emotionally and perimenopause, and allowing you to take a step back and decipher, what does this experience mean for me and what may it be contributing to this relationship at this point?
You mentioned about not getting pregnant. I can take this from two different angles. If you're a female and you're thinking that your marriage is not going in the best direction, you probably don't want to get pregnant. So, you know, do that. If you are a guy and you're dating while you're getting a divorce, you probably don't want to get her pregnant. I'm just saying. That doesn't make anybody look good. That's going to make a sticky situation a whole lot stickier. Now, of course, you can't tell a woman what to do with her body. Again, that's a great way to get throat punched. Here's the other thing. We're all in midlife, right? I think most of our listeners are probably not 24 years old. Most. We have some young people. And congrats, wear sunscreen now and start the Botox early. But aside from that, we think, like what you just said, we think, oh, we're older. We can't get pregnant. There's no way I can get pregnant now. I'm going to go on a date with Chad. Chad's hot. I know that Chad and Brenda are getting a divorce, but I like Chad. I'm going to go out and have fun. And then boom.
Baby Chad.
Chad is chatty daddy. I mean, Chad's got some potent sperm. And here you are. Now Wendy's knocked up. That ain't good. So Chad, I don't know what the exact language to say. But I think like something like, hey, did you know that there's this really easy app that you can use that'll track when you might be fertile and when you're not as fertile? All you have to do, you download it, you sync it to this. I don't know. but that might kind of tell us the nights when we go full tilt on the margaritas and the nights we don't. I can't believe these words are coming out of my mouth right now, and I'm waiting for all the hate mail.
I'm not even commenting on that. I'm just kind of laughing over here. I'm going to bring us back to our topic, but thank you, Andrea, for the diversion. Okay, so out of the three action items, the first one that you said is natural cycles obviously can make sure that you're hopefully not going to be pregnant in the middle of your divorce or with somebody that you don't want to be pregnant with. That would be horrible too. So what's the second and third thing?
The second thing is, again, we talked about the emotional part of it, is having data. I think the ability to have data that's yours, you get to man it, you get to own it, but also really keep an eye on what this journey is bringing you, because it really changes like from month to month, from day to day. And this is what we are saying about making very important decisions during this time frame could change from day to day based on a particular mood or how you feel. The other part of it, the third thing that I said is, menopause and perimenopause is a full body experience. And the way that we're able to prepare better is with knowledge. And the more that we know and what changes our body is going through, and having the autonomy or the ability to input that in a way where it is following your entire body journey through this, is how you're going to get through it in a way that feels not rewarding, but I think that you have control over it more than just, you know, riding around and not knowing from day to day what's going to happen. So curiosity is probably one of the most important things that we've brought up during this, is that we have to get curious about our bodies. And many times we've been told what we should do with our bodies, what's important for our bodies, and what to not talk about with our bodies has not helped us in the last few decades, if not centuries.
Agreed.
Morgan, what would you do differently if you had a client who said to you, all right, I'm using this Natural Cycles app because you guys talked about it, and this is what's going on today, and it's telling me that I'm here, I'm there, I'm in a dip. Would you actually change course, or would you actually say, you know what, then we're not going to have this meeting today?
I think it depends on where the client is in the process. So I think before, I want to preface it with that. But if there's something you mentioned, Andrea, something that's really big, there's something really big going on in your divorce process and it's not a good week for it, then yeah, I would probably say, hey, doesn't seem like this is a week you should be making one of the biggest decisions in your divorce process. I mean, I think all of us women on this call can admit that there's times where we're just not ourselves. And if you're not yourself, why should you be making that huge decision? I would say you should not.
And it ties into, again, like what we talk about all the time in our Divorce Crash Course product. You are the only person who can help you have a good relationship with your attorney and a good divorce process versus a horrible divorce process. We so often want to pass the buck and blame someone else, right? My divorce sucked because of this person and that person and whatever. Well, a lot of it was on us. It's because we didn't have the right tools to communicate effectively with our attorney, to not make a mess of our finances because we didn't know how to get the right support in place. This is another, again, tool in your toolbox to get data, but then what are you going to do with that data? You might be the one who needs to tell your attorney, if this doesn't absolutely need to happen today, I'd like to punt this to next week.
Right. And you don't have to say, I want to hear from Dr. Shepherd, but you don't have to say to your lawyer, hey, I'm just sweating over here because it's my week for perimenopause. You don't have to say that. You can just say, I'm just not in a good place this week. As long as there's nothing major happening with the court or with some deadline, you can say that to your lawyer. And that's enough to be said as long as you say it.
Putting wording around it and not making it this like really awkward type of way of evaluating and then assessing what you're going through from a hormonal standpoint. The other part I wanted to bring up is, as we were talking about this, I'm glad you speak to the men who are listening, go men. And for the men who are still hanging on listening to this episode, I love that because this is an important part in a woman's life. As we start to empower women to know more about their bodies and be curious and putting labels to it and names, the other part of that it shouldn't be communicated when women are going through this from men of shame and blame. I see that often when I see patients, especially when they are in their cycles, who hasn't heard, oh, they must be on their cycle. Like, I really hate that type of kind of stance around a woman's biological like happening. She has no control over it. And so as women go through this, and maybe, you know, a couple out there is really trying to find their way, and this is adding context and texture to it, is not to bring in a shame and blame narrative, because that's not going to help either.
That's why I think this data, I mean, you can't argue with data and science. Like, I think it's kind of like when you're not feeling well and, you know, it's like, oh my God, she doesn't feel well again. But then you go to the doctor and the doctor's like, yeah, you have strep throat. Okay, well, there you go. I've got strep throat. Like, now do we understand why I've been saying that my throat hurts so much? So again, having something that says, yeah, there are changes that are happening. There is something going on. I cannot control this. Let's work together, whether you're working together just with me, myself, and I, you know, because there is a certain partnership you have to have with yourself when you go through a major process. You've got your heart, you've got your brain, you've got your body, and we'd like for them to all be disconnected, but we're all operating inside of one being. And then you have to have a relationship with your divorce attorney that has to be effective. Or if you're not even going through the divorce yet, you have all of that going on inside of you, and your job is still to decide whether or not you want to remain connected to your spouse. So we've got to be able to understand what's going on so we can take ownership of it and then use that data to communicate effectively with what's going on, what we want, and where we're at.
I agree. And you know what, Dr. Shepherd, thank you so much for coming on. I'm always a little hesitant when, you know, we divert a little bit from divorce, but this does play into divorce. And because you're so science-backed, I agree that this is another tool. And Andrea and I are big proponents of legitimate tools that might help somebody through their divorce process, or maybe help somebody stay together if you're at that point in your marriage where you're not quite sure. So thank you so much for coming on today.
Absolutely.
So in the show notes, there's a direct link of where you can go if you want to download this app and learn a little bit more about how you get started. It's really easy. I'm actually using it, and it taught me about what's going on with me. I went through this, and I had days where I did not feel like myself. I mean, it was dark and bad, and thankfully, I got help. I'm on hormones, and it has changed how I feel. So if you're in that spot where you are in a marriage that possibly is not the reason why you're so miserable, I don't want to say saved, because I don't like the idea of like saving a marriage. A lot of marriages are not good, and you know, we need to move on, hence why we have this show. But if it's not the marriage that's really the issue, this could be a good thing to know. And if you are in a divorce process and it is your marriage and there's something else going on that's making it really hard for you to function, wouldn't you want to know? It's kind of like, and Matt and Morgan, I equate it to like blindfolding somebody or tying their left hand behind their back. And they're like, okay, now we're going to spin you around three times. Go through your divorce and good luck.
Yeah. I mean, I'm a big proponent for making things a little bit easier during this tough period. So if it does that for you, wonderful. That's why we had them on. Again, another tool in the toolbox for men or women. This episode might not hit every box that you're looking for. That's okay. We've got a million other episodes. If you need more community, remember, we've got our private community on Facebook that's super active, very confidential. We have our divorce crash course online that's helping thousands of people. And we also answer DMs and messages for anything you might need, including attorney referrals around the nation or in other countries. So remember, divorce is a marathon. It is not a sprint. Every day is not going to be a good day, and that is okay. Some days it's day by day, other days it's hour by hour, and you're still doing it. And that's what matters.
Especially if your hormones are out of whack and you are just swimming or climbing uphill every single day. I get it. I hear you. I know that this is exhausting. I hope that this episode today brought you some information that can help you understand more and get more curious about what's going on, because curiosity is going to lead you to a solution. Remember that, no matter what it is, even if it's uncomfortable, stay curious. Keep going. You can do this. because you have got this.
And my friends, we have got you.
The How Not to Suck at Divorce podcast shall not be copied or rebroadcast without consent. This podcast does not contain legal advice. The information heard in this podcast shall not and should not be used as legal advice.